Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, look up in the sky. It's an eagle. No, it's a buffalo.
Wait. It's just the native guy.
Other places, my bad.
Don't tell me it was the family reunion.
Hey, don't worry about that. We won't talk about that. That's a different story.
That's not snagging,
that was
man.
That was an accident. Hey, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Powwow Trail. I am Russ.
I'm Trudy.
And we are the Native Guys. Hey, did you hear that cool opening there, Superman? He was on. He was like, go for it, man. Go fly around.
Yeah, I seen that. I didn't know which one. They had, what, three different Supermans now or something
we
like that?
We do, about six. And that other one, that Kongyon one. Yeah. So what's been going on, Chobi?
Oh, not much, man. I went down to Philadelphia, Mississippi. Like, I was live. We were there. I was live from there last Friday and went up and finished the powwow. And it was a good time, man. It was really nice. I got treated really, really, really good down there.
Treated really good. Well, that's good because that's Philadelphia. Doesn't that mean brotherly love? So brotherly love, Mississippi?
I don't know either.
I just said that. Hey,
yeah. I'm not like you, man. I'm not into that brotherly love stuff.
Oh, I see how it is. Dang it. Then I'm just gonna stop the show right now. And we're going to go fighting.
Yeah. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we are live in the chat rooms tonight. So head on over to blogtalkradio.com and you can join our live chat.
Yeah, Chobi will be doing something in there. I don't know, but whatever it is, yeah, it's on him, not me. Hey, God dang.
Yes, it is.
So what's up with this powwow here? We got some powwow problems going on, Chobi. What's this all? Oh man, I got some problems right now. It's called indigestion. Holy moly, powwow problem. What's this all about?
Yeah, man, we got it's episode 5. We're in season 2 again. You know, we're in season 2. This is episode 5, and it's called powwow problems.
Powwow problems. What kind of problems can you have on a? And then there's no such thing, right?
It's a wide range of problems, mishaps, follies. Whatever you want to call it, man. It's
Follies. Holy moly.
From A to Z, man. We're getting it covered from A to Z today.
And Kai, what we say from A to Z, God, your bottom. God, holy moly. So, hey, man, I hope everybody's having a good, going to have a good weekend. I know it's some busy times in the Powwow Trail, especially in the Kiowa country. They got some crow hand games going on. The visiting crows, they're going to go and probably work with Kiowas. It happens every year, but hey, it happens. But, and you're going somewhere too, probably later on in it.
Yeah, this actually tomorrow I'm heading over to Warrensburg, Missouri. They're having a powwow over there tomorrow. So
what kind of Missouri?
Powwow people.
What kind of powwow people?
The European? Kind of sing and dance. No, I'm not going to Denmark, Warrensburg, Denmark. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we're gonna do some singing over there tomorrow and get our groove on over there.
Cool. I want to go do some singing, but hey, you know what? I got one more week of school to go. I'm pretty happy. I'm going to have some kind of paper that they're going to send me in the mail. That's all right. And we're going to hit the powwow trail again. But this week, we're going to talk about these powwow problems. So what would you define as a problem on a powwow?
Well, one powwow problem that I've had personally time and time again is when we're singing at a powwow, my drumstick is either broken or falling apart, man. That's happened so many times.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Spiking, you know, the drumstick will break in half, or the if someone didn't make the drumstick good enough and the top of the head of the drumstick will fly off and hit the person next to you, or it'll hit off the drum and bounce up way high and stuff. So.
I've seen that happen to me a lot of times because I'm not very good at making the drumstick. So when I was doing that one time, boy, howdy, I just watched that tip of my drumstick fly off.
Yeah, it's really bad when it happens during drum contests. Oh. If you hit a judge or something like that, you know, you got to hope they have a sense of humor when that happens.
Every time that happens to me, they don't have a sense of humor. So, oh, anyways, I've been to a powwow. Let me tell you a problem I had one time. We were going to be host drum at a powwow down in Lawton, Oklahoma. We showed up, and the first problem we had, we didn't have a drum. That's a big problem, wouldn't you say?
That is.
And then the second problem was we didn't have sticks. So have you ever had to make your own stick on the fly?
I've had to before.
And the biggest problem with that is I had to go and we had to take a limb off a tree. And you try to use that and you tape it up and you put as much tape as you can to make it nice and soft. And then when you go hit it, the dang stick broke.
Oh yeah. You know, I've sold my drum, you know, probably like, I don't remember the time zone, so I'll just make one up, but this is what happened. Say like the 1st of September, I sold my drum.
Uh-huh.
Well, all of September went through and we were a host drum and like the first weekend of August. So, or not August, that's going backwards. October.
Golly.
First weekend in October. So, you know, I sold my drum and then like 4 or 5 days before the powwow, I realized, you know what, we're host drum this weekend. And we sold our drum last week.
Oh.
So I flew over to Kansas City to go to Tandy's Leather and bought a hide. And me and my dad made a drum that night.
Which, holy moly.
It dried up it just in time for the powwow. So.
Oh, man. Did you ever get the other drum, though? Did you get it back?
No, we sold it.
Oh.
The other one, yeah, we sold it.
Oh, so that was a genuine.
Yeah, and then, you know, I always like telling stories about my brother. Here's a good one for you.
Okay.
This is another powwow mishap. This happened actually at Kickapoo Powwow a couple years back. We had a hide and it was still like had meat on it. So we told my brother, can you clean this? Yeah, I'll clean it. So we threw it in the tub, you know, with the lye and everything. And then we took off to a powwow and then we came back. The hide was still in there.
Uh-huh.
And so the hide was sitting in there for like 5 or 6 days. And this was going to be our drum for the weekend. So we had to finish cleaning it and we made the drum and we put baking soda on it. We put Febreze on it, man. That drum stunk all weekend, man. That was no good there.
I bet you the judges didn't like you that weekend, did they?
Nope. It'd be funny, too, because people be walking by the drum and it kind of like look around like, what's that smell?
Nobody didn't. Those guys didn't bathe.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So we used the drum that weekend, and as soon as that power was over, man, we took that drum back and we cut it up and let that hide go.
Oh, man. Anybody else have problems out there, the powwows? I know there's all kind of things that happen, especially going to powwow. The worst thing that I know ever happened to that powwow is going to that drum and then trying to sit down in that chair that you thought was a good chair. And then you open it up and realize that chair is broken. And you know what happens? nobody wants to give you an extra chair.
Yeah, and then, you know, we have a bunch of stories here tonight. So, you know, another one that I can go in is actually one of my cousins was, I believe it was like Saturday afternoon or it might have been Sunday afternoon. He was all, just went back to the car. I don't know if he put more outfit on or something like that, but he come walking back up. This was over at Fort Hall, Idaho Powwow, too, at Fort Hall Festival. And he come walking back up to the powwow, and it was really windy, and these people were taking a teepee down. And then when they took the rope off, the wind caught the teepee pole, and it hit him in the head, and it knocked him out, man. He was out cold. They had to take him. They brought him in the ambulance, took him to the hospital. You know, that was another one that's pretty crazy.
Oh, man, the teepee poles aren't very light. I know that. I've been hit in the head with one. It's not a fun thing.
No, it's not.
Hey, I want to tell you, there's this one time I was up at your guys' powwow, Prairie Band, up there on the reservation here, just north of us. And, you know, it was somebody was having giveaway. It was special. We was up there and sitting in drum contest, me and my brothers. And my brother's like, hey, I'm going to go out and give them $1. It's like, yeah, it's a good idea. You know, show some, you know, support them and support the powwow. And
yeah.
He got up from the drum and he got halfway out there about right where he was going to put $1 in the hat and shake people's hand. He pulled out his wallet. Dang, he didn't have any money in his wallet. So he turned right back around and he said, hey, guy, you're supposed to at least shake their hand.
Yeah. You know, we actually got a problem, a powwow problem from the chat room. And they said that one problem they don't like is when the information on the flyer, like the phone number, is they don't answer the phone or they never call you back. You know,
what do they give you, a wrong number on there or disconnected number?
You know, it's a res guy. If you try to call them, they say, doo, 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 the number you called is no longer in service.
There you go. That's a big problem, man. I would like to know where that happens. I'd like to know where that happens at.
Yeah. You know, if I put my number on a flyer, I just got to make sure it's right after I buy a new phone card or I might get disconnected halfway through the month or something.
Hey, I finally got my phone back on, so I was probably having that problem too. People trying to, hey, I want to be on the show. I don't have no phone. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Another powwow problem that I know is actually we had a friend who went to Winter Haven Powwow out in Yuma, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And he got to the powwow Thursday night. And he pulled in, got to the powwow, set up his tent, set up his camp. You know, he had everything set up, you know, made his bed. You know, they did everything, the whole nine yards for his powwow. And then he started looking around and was like, oh, I'm the first one here. So Friday morning comes along and, you know, he gets up, he goes to the showers, he goes, cooks his little breakfast, you know, and they're all ready for the powwow. And they're sitting around going, dang, there's no one here yet. I wonder what's, you know, maybe the grand entry got moved or maybe the powwow got moved to a gym or something like that. So finally, about 3 o'clock in that afternoon, a security guard came by or someone came by and they're like, hey, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, I'm here for the powwow. They're like, oh, you're a week late. The powwow was last weekend. And he drove about 800, 900 miles to the powwow too. Goodness.
Well, I guess that was a bad date that he was reading on the powwow. That's a really big problem if they give you the wrong date. Huh?
Well, see, that's one of the things that I do because, like, I don't look at a lot of flyers. I just remember what powwows were going on.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like, well, I'm going to hit this powwow, and then I hit this powwow, and then I hit this powwow. So sometimes I don't even look at flyers myself, which is a bad thing. So I was like, I remember last year after this powwow, we went here, and so we just take off, and so far it's been good.
Yeah. I think we did that one time. Me and my brother, he was trying to find a powwow in Kansas City because he was for sure, kind of like what you were saying, that guy, for sure there was a powwow, man. We drove around for about 6 hours, wasted my gas, and we ended up running out of gas in the city, and to find out that there's no powwow going up here in Kansas City.
Oh, man, that's a crazy one, too. Another one, too, that is pretty crazy is this was Stanford powwow. This was probably in the early 90s, but my sister had a shawl with canvas feathers on it.
Wow.
Fake feathers, you know, black tip fake feathers. And during in a tribal or something like that, one of them fell off. And so the guy who was, I don't know if he was doing arena directing or one like that, but they called out four veterans, like, we have a feather down, and they got all situated. And finally we walked over there, like, picked it up, like, this is a material feather.
They was ready to go through the motions there.
Yeah, so I guess they needed four material grills to come out and pick that up.
Holy moly. So, yeah, we are in the Trilby's in the chat room. So, yeah, if you got any other problems, you want to sit out there, tell us a true powwow problem or story, hey, you can call in if you want to. 516-453-6087. And we'll certainly listen to you. You can tell us a problem as well. But, you know, what other problems do you think that you have on the powwow trail there, Trilby?
Well, going back into some of the other ones is let's get into some car problem ones, man. We've had tons of those. And anyway, we were going to, I think it was Placerville. Me and my dad were headed to Placerville with one of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in Reno. We lived in Reno, Nevada at the time. And right when you head out to Placerville, you got to go through the bottom of the Sierra Mountains up into Truckee and stuff like that. So we got up there, and then our drive shaft fell off.
Oh.
The bolts busted. So, you know, like, oh, man, we ain't going to make the powwow now. So, but we had to, like, well, how are we going to get back into town, you know, because out in the Sierra Mountains out there, if you get a tow, it's like $400 or $500.
Oh, man.
Know?
Yeah.
You know, and I make a res guy salary, you know, so I couldn't afford that. But so what we did is we put the drive shaft back up. My dad put the drive shaft back up and took a roll of duct tape.
Whoa.
And just duct taped the heck out of that thing, man. We would drive about we'd drive about 5 or 10 minutes and it fell off.
Oh,
like,
man.
All right, we got to slow down a little bit. So we put the drive shaft back on, put another roll of duct tape on it, and then drove maybe like 10, 15 miles an hour and got all the way back into town.
Oh, man. Holy moly. Man, yeah, I don't think I've ever had that kind of problem. That is a true powwow problem right there. Or how about when your moccasins blow out?
Oh, that's another one too, man. Is I've seen a lot of times where people, they try to use duct tape to repair their moccasins, you know, or and it blows out, and so they got a big hole on the side of their moccasin, and when they're dancing, their insert soles fall out. Oh. I've seen that happen before too.
Oh, man. So there's all kind of things that that can happen at a powwow, and the powwow problems, they're numerous. They're more numerous. You ever sit down in a chair and you break that chair?
Oh, man, I'm a big guy. I know that too well.
I know that too well as well. And then you're borrowing somebody's chair and you break it. That makes it even worse. Because if you make money at the drum or at the powwow, drum split or whatever, dang, they take it out on you. That stinks.
Yeah. And then also, same powwow. We went back to Stanford one year, and during the powwow, because back in the 90s, they had it on the other side of close to the field. Like, they have it in a big old field now, but before it was right next to the stadium.
Yeah.
And they used to have a big old parachute that covered the whole arena. One year, man, all their straps broke on it and the parachute fell on everybody.
Yeah. Holy moly. You know, one of the biggest powwow problems, and I couldn't figure it out, and maybe this is for a different episode, but what about them ones where they say the powwow drum is TBA? I still don't know who that drum group is.
Yeah, you know, that person, man, they're host drum all over the place.
I've seen
them MC all over the place.
Yeah.
So
I want to know who
whoever
that is.
Tibba is, if you're out there, let us know who you are, because we see you head staff everywhere.
Because I want to be Tibba one of these days. Hey, God dang, no. We're just kidding. Hey, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a good time this weekend. And we know there's a lot of powwows going on, different things going on throughout the North America and Canada, powwows all over. And you know, powwow problems, they happen all over the place. It's when you run out of that roll of duct tape that you need, right?
Yeah, that's always another thing that you don't want happening. And you can always tell who has a roll of duct tape, because as soon as someone pulls up to the powwow, you see about four or five dancers go running over to that one person. You'd be like, oh, you know who has the duct tape.
Oh, the biggest problem I know is just having that one guy who's going to beat the heck out of your drum and poke a hole in it. You ever have that happen?
That what?
The guy who hits on your drum and pokes a hole on it. You ever have that happen?
Yeah, I had that here on my list here. We've had our drum split before, and we had a drum. We were singing in the middle of the song, and someone spiked. Boom, and ripped the drum right in half, man. Without beat, man. We were singing, and we just kept singing.
Yeah.
Flipped the drum over and took it right back up.
Hey, what about that one story? Remember that was shared with us yesterday, telling about that story about that drum. The bottom was all blown out. They didn't have any.
Yeah.
How did that go?
This drum group wanted to sing, so they kept asking this guy to borrow his drum. He kept telling him, you know, one side's all ripped up, it don't work, and the other side sounds like a cardboard box. But, you know, they said, it don't matter, we can still use it. So he brought the drum up, and they sang with it. He said, it sounded like a 49 almost, you know, you get that box out there when you don't have no drum.
Like like you're beating on a cardboard box in it. I would know. I've done that a lot. Or the problem of not getting your dang drum warmed up in time for the powwow. Holy moly. Especially in contests.
I've seen people not heat up their drum, but I've also seen people heat up their drum too much, and I've seen it pop.
I've gotten in trouble for doing that a few times. I've done that.
Yeah, and then, you know, one thing that we can let people know now is a powwow prevention problem is never be the first one to show up at a 49.
Why not?
We had this guy show up at a 49. He pulled up, and we didn't have no drum. We couldn't find no garbage can to flip over. We all gathered around his car and used his car as a drum. That next day, man, he had all kinds of dents in his car.
I've seen it happen before at a 49, except the guys were dancing on the car. And I don't think that guy liked it too much, but that happens.
Oh, yeah. And then problems that you run into, man, is them rainy powwows.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get all kinds of rain going on, and your moccasins are just soaked wet, and that's when you your duct tape job falls apart, too.
I can tell you one time I had a problem. I like to gore dance. I'm Kiowa, and gore dance is something I really enjoy, and I made my regalia. I got my bandolero. It's hanging up behind you, and I thought I really tied it and did it really well with the sinew and everything. Well, I started dancing. Next thing you know, I just feel all kind of beads just falling off, and I lost my bandolero. And I didn't. I guess I didn't do it very well and tie it tight enough and didn't burn those ends very well. But hey, at least I donated some beads to that ground.
Yeah, you want a malfunction problem here, man? This was probably back in the late '80s. You know, I used to dance with the coyote skin, you know, when I was younger. And I wore the breastplate, you know, and I was dancing, you know, out there, man. I was jamming. I was getting it. Then all of a sudden, everybody saw me dancing, and then I stayed low the whole song. From the beginning of the song, from the first time I went down, man, I stayed low through that whole song, jamming. Yeah. Everybody like, oh, man, that looks good, man. But what they didn't know is when I went down, because I used to wear deer toes, you know, around my, almost right below my knees.
Yeah.
My breastplate got caught on my deer toes.
Oh.
And I couldn't stand up. And I, you know, I didn't want to quit dancing. So, you know, I danced the whole song.
Oh.
That's why I danced low the whole song. But, you know, and then finally people realized what happened, because I ended on the far side of the arena from the announcer stand. They go, all right, dancers, line up. You know, I was still down low trying to walk up to line up.
I've seen that happen at a powwow here. My older brother, he used to dance grass dance and everything back in the late 80s, 90s. And, you know, they had Haskell commencement powwow. They did the contest back then. And boy, howdy, he had his grass dance outfit and everything. He looked really good in it. But he started dancing hard. Same thing that happened to me. His bottle fell off. That was a true problem, because he had to stop in the middle, because all he had on was his cottage, his underwear on, and he had to leave that arena because I think he had brown streaks.
Oh, dang. I bet he was just glad he wore them that day. You know what? It's about that time to get into our first set of songs here, and we only have about like a 6-minute clip of songs here, but the songs that you're going to hear right now is the Wild Band, the Coleman Cheese out of Oklahoma. We got some Cree Confederation and the Boys coming right up at you. So listen into this set of songs, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back and enjoy it. If you can got any more problems you want to talk and send to the chat room, let us know. We'll be happy to read it out. But enjoy this first set of music.
Oh, Hokahei.
Holy moly.
That was some good music, man.
We had some applause there. That's pretty cool. How'd that happen?
Yeah, that was, I think, from the live studio audience
live,
that we have here.
That live fake studio audience that's in here. Hey, you know who else is here? Darth Vader's in the house, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? There's a real powwow problem, and Yoda has, he's going to tell you.
When 900 years old you reach, look as good you or not.
Yeah. I've seen a few golden agers that look 900 years old. You know, that might have been them. I ain't going to mention no names.
We won't mention no names, but you know what? This has to
You be. Can't handle the truth!
Holy
That's
man.
Right, man.
Right, ladies and gentlemen. We got all kind of things going on in here. You know what?
That yes. One, yes, I do.
That one don't work. Hey, they, that thing. So what else, Trouble, you say we barely even touched the surface of some of these powwow problems, so let's really get into it now.
All right, man. Let's
and I
get
don't
it.
Mean I don't mean fight.
Oh man, I
that's a big powwow problem too.
It is, man. You know, that is another big powwow problem there, man. You got too many guys trying to snag on the same girl and you end up fighting after the powwow.
Well, what is she doing with all them guys, first of all?
She's testing them out,
like
seeing which ones are good, which ones are bad.
Who's going to fight for her?
Yeah.
God dang it. Hey, God dang it. So what powwow problems we got, Trilby?
Another one that I've seen, it was actually pretty funny. We were up in Ethiopia, Wyoming one year, and it's real dusty up there at their powwow. And there was a bunch of us all camped out, and they have water trucks that go through and water the ground, you know, because it's real windy. It gets all dusty.
Yeah.
And one of my friends, she was running behind. She was wearing all white, too. She was running behind the water truck, cooling off.
Yeah.
And then right when she turns around, a big old gust of wind picked up and just hit her hard, man. And when she turned around at us, everybody was laughing so hard because she was just all muddy after that, man. That was another good one.
I started thinking about this. I've never had that problem, but I've seen it happen when people are throwing the halls or the cough drops on the drum. You ever seen one when it hits somebody when they're leading and they go,
yeah.
That creates a big problem, especially when you got that wicked lead going on. You got... And I'm not going to try it because I'm just going to butcher it. But, you know, cough drop goes in your mouth.
Yeah. Another one that just came in, too, from the chat room is Res Dogs running through the arena. Yeah, I've seen quite a few of those.
Not if you're in Cheyenne Country, though.
Oh, yeah. Then, well, if they're running, they got a pole attached to them with some carrots behind them. Potatoes.
Res Dog. Tell us a little bit more about the Res Dog.
Well, we had plenty of powwows where they just come running through the arena, man. And, you know, it's got to get them out of there just in case they try to bite someone or if they try to drop a load in the middle of the arena. You know, you don't want your moccasin getting in there. Look like a tan hide after you clean it off.
Oh my word.
Yeah. And and another one too is this one comes from one of my uncles. Do not wear cowboy boots if you're arena director inside of a gym.
Do not wear cowboy boots. Okay, what happened?
Okay, so he was arena director at the Fort Duchesne powwow, their Thanksgiving powwow one year. And he was running back and forth. He was doing his good job running back and forth. And then there was a kid in the arena. And they go, all right, well, let's get into contest. So he's all right, well, let's get this kid out of the arena. So he runs out there because they're getting ready to dance.
Yeah.
You know, he's just going to run out there, grab the kid, bring him back to the side. So, you know, make sure he don't get hurt by the dancers, get ran over or something like that.
Yeah.
So when he runs towards the kid, he tries to stop and his boot slipped out from under him. He ends up drop kicking this 4-year-old kid. Oh my God, it was one of the funniest. I mean, it was sad at the time. Sad but funny, you know.
Poor thing.
Once you see the kid get back up, then you can start laughing.
Yeah.
But that was one of the funniest things I've seen too.
I know one thing, a powwow problem as arena director and it goes into running when they're wanting their coffee. Don't ever run with coffee to the powwow drum because I'm not going to say it happened to me, but it might have happened to me that you spill all that coffee on them singers.
Ooh.
They don't like that because, one, they're waiting on their coffee, and two, guess who gets to wipe all that stuff up? I created my own problem. Oh, wait, yeah. It wasn't me. I mean, it wasn't me. Hey,
you, you know, another powwow problem, too, that we can get, this is for the drummers out there, is, you know, if you're going to get up away from your drum, make sure to stand up your drum or put a blanket on it or some feathers or something like that. This was another one. We were up in Hart Butte, Montana, and towards the arena on that grand entry side, there was a row of porta potties that was right there. And everybody could see it. You know, it was right next to the arena.
Yeah.
So anyway, this drum group, no one's at their drum. Their drum is just sitting there uncovered. And then this guy comes in and whistles their drum.
Oh.
You know, he sits there, he whistles, he comes in, whistles one time, and then he starts dancing. And he goes back in, whistles again, gets back out into the arena, and starts dancing, tearing it up. He did this four times.
Uh-huh.
On that fourth one, you could hear a whoosh, you could hear that porta potty slam open, and he comes running out of there, man. He's running full speed. But by the time he got halfway across the arena, the whistle carrier done whistled four times.
Yeah.
So on that fourth one, he just walks up and picks up that drum. He got a new drum.
Oh, man. Holy moly. So what are the powwow problems that we've been having there?
I know dancers falling.
That's not fun when a dancer falls.
That's a problem there.
That's a big problem. Maybe, but if they're still keeping beating there, it kind of looks like, hey, that's part of their style. Hey,
yeah. You know, I've seen that happen a few times where people have fallen during contests. You know, that's a problem there. That's
Or were you pushing them?
No, not me. This is a different category.
Oh, okay. Well, what were you doing tripping them then?
Yeah, and you know some after powwow problems, you know, like when I was with my friends and stuff, you know, we pulled a lot of pranks on each other all the time and stuff. But one of my brothers, one time, this was we were at one of the campgrounds up on the Columbia River, between, you know, the river that separates Washington and Oregon.
Yeah,
and we were just cooking supper out there, and we were eating burgers. And so there was, right next to our camp is where the road ended, and so there was asphalt right there.
Yeah.
So we took the bread and put a piece of asphalt on it, and then put lettuce and ketchup and stuff on it, and handed it to one of my brothers, and he take a big old bite, man. He'd go,
rugged. That's rugged. Hey, I don't know if you've ever had this problem at a powwow, but you know that guy, that one guy who says, I'll bring the drum.
Yep.
And then he doesn't show up all weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're there, and you go to that powwow. It's like, yeah, he's going to be here. We call him. He's on the way. But his car breaks down on the way, and then the drum's there, and then all your chairs. That's happened a few times.
Yep. You know, another one, too, is porta potties running out of toilet paper.
That's the worst.
That's not the worst. That's bad.
Yeah.
What's the worst is when you have that pyramid coming out of the porta potty. You know, that's the bad one there.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Holy moly, Trilby, where are you getting these at?
Well, the toilet paper one was out of the chat room.
Oh, my goodness. Well, have you ever been locked in the porta potty? That's a really big powwow problem, especially when your drum group gets called up and you got to go sing and those darn kids lock you.
Right when you said that, that's what someone else put up in the chat room too, is kids trying to lock people in into the porta potties, you know. Because, you know, those porta potties, you know, they have the little the lock thing on the outside where you can just go through and throw a stick in there, you know.
Oh, man.
You know, we used to try to tip them too when our friends went in there.
That's not cool.
No. And then, you know, like another after dark story that we have, one of my buddies one time, we were at Las Vegas powwow out in Las Vegas, Nevada, on the Paiute Res out there, and he was talking to this girl over there, and he was trying to get his snag on and stuff, and then his mom says, hey, Trilby, can you give this sandwich to him? Yeah, I can. So we grabbed the sandwich, and me and one of my friends opened up a package of prophylactics.
Oh.
We put them inside his sandwich, and we walked over there, man. We're trying so hard not to laugh and smile, and was like, hey, the sandwich is from your mom. And, you know, this girl he's talking to is sitting right next to him. So he's sitting there, and he goes, oh, okay, thanks. And then he takes a big bite, and it won't rip off, pulls, and he's like, oh, what is this? And he opens up his sandwich, and we had a prophylactic inside there, man. So now, like, for many, many years, anytime he talked to a girl, I'd ask, I'd be like, you know what? Just ask him if he's ever had a prophylactic in his mouth.
Golly, holy moly. That's, oh my word. I'm not going to take any sandwiches from you anymore, now that you said that.
Yep. Say, on the same subject, one of our friends, he was a flute player.
Yeah.
And this was, I think at Scottsdale Power or something like that. And they asked him to come out early and play some flute music for everybody. Cause you know, at a lot of them Phoenix powwows, you know, had a lot of spectators that would show up early and, you know, they would just sit around until Gordon Dance started and then the powwow. So they asked him to come out and play some flute music. So he goes out and gets his flute. He stands out, never checks his flutes or nothing like that. He goes out to the powwow, stands in front of all the crowd like that, and then finally takes out his flute. And right on the end of his flute on his is another prophylactic just hanging down, man. It was so funny.
Did he hear it? Oh, my word. Hey, you know what, Chubby? Dang, we're already running out of time. We're going to go into the second set of music. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever want to follow us on the Facebook, you can go find the Native Broadcast Network. Either just follow it, hit the like button, or you can follow Chilby on Twitter at
ThatNativeGuy49.
And you can find me at ThatNativeGuyTalking with no G on the end.
Yeah, make sure to go to someguytalking.com, and we have that SS, was it SSR? SRS? RSS?
The Real Simple Syndication, RSS.
Yeah, RSS, and just hit that button, and you'll be updated anytime we post anything on the website, I believe.
Did you
right?
say hit that bum?
Hit that button.
Oh.
Not that mutton.
Not
the
that
button.
The button. But yeah, you can follow us there. You can always hit all the podcasts, the past episodes you can listen in. Hey, and like us here on the Blog Talk Radio Waves on the Native Guy. And you can just hit the like button and follow us there. And that way you'll know every episode that we have. But we're going to go into the second set, all right, Chilby, and we're going to probably stop a little bit early.
Yeah, this song, we have some Black Lodge, we have some Whitefish Juniors, and some Hokahe singers. So enjoy this round of music. We'll be right back.
Aw.
Thank you.
Another problem for you.
What's
you
up?
Ever been in contests and then all of a sudden you start getting them bubble guts?
Oh.
And then you're standing out there waiting for contests to start and you want to let one rip, but you're not sure what it is going to be?
Have you ever had that issue?
No, I just never had that.
How about this one, Shelby? Have you ever had that problem when you're sitting at the drum refreshing yourself and you're just drinking way too much water and then you're called on to sing and then you just got to get up and go?
Get up and go, or go to the bathroom and go.
Either or.
Yeah, I've been to those, man. If you see my leg bouncing a foot up in the air, you know I have to use the restroom.
We need to hurry up with this song. Sing that fastest song we can.
I'll tell you another powwow problem, man, is we was at Elko Powwow one year,
and they picked head staff each session this one year that we went down there. So this was in Elko, Nevada, and someone in the front of the grand entry line let one rip.
Oh, my word.
So we had to dance into it. Oh, my God, man. It was probably one of the worst grand entries I've ever been a part of.
Probably a lot of bad faces going on right there in that grand entry.
Yep. And then if anybody liked all the music that we played tonight on tonight's show, from the opening song to all the music, that's all from my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So that's all music. If you want to listen to any of them songs that we played tonight or more songs, I got a bunch of powwow videos up. I actually have a video on there of how I started my MMA career.
Oh,
so go check that out, too.
Oh, did you win?
No, I never fought. I just trained. So.
Oh, you just trained.
Go to my YouTube channel, Trilby Wawasik. You'll see it's the very first video I think I ever posted on there. It shows the start of my MMA career.
Oh,
so.
Sweet. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And then also we have powwow problems, man. It's healthy food at powwows.
Who's eating healthy foods at powwows? What are they doing at the powwow?
I don't know, but if you go to a powwow to eat healthy,
I can't fathom. I don't understand what you mean.
Maybe some corn soup or something.
That's too much health. Hey, here's a big problem. You ever go and order Indian taco or something, Indian taco or any kind of food at the food stand, and you realize you didn't have enough money?
Yep, I've done that.
And then you just have to leave, and those people are looking for you.
Yeah, they're like, who ordered the taco? Who ordered the taco?
They get rest.
Yeah, I'll tell you another powwow problem, man. One of my friends one time, we was at a powwow here in Lawrence.
Yeah.
And one of my friends had a taco in one hand, and he was coming out of the powwow building, and he had his daughter in a stroller trying to get her out of the building because they were going to come outside and eat with us. And he's trying to maneuver outside of the door, and he gets that stroller, gets that first wheel outside the door, and then his hand slipped and his taco fell right on her face.
Oh, that's a big problem. Did he at least eat the taco later? Hey.
Yeah, and then, here's another one that just came in from the chat room, man. This is a big powwow problem, you know, when you buy an Indian taco and they're super small and overpriced.
Oh, that's a really big, I hate that kind of problem because I'm a big guy.
Yeah, your taco should always be the same size as your plate.
Exactly.
Or bigger. Yep. Another one, too, is you got to watch out for them jokesters at powwows, man. They'll get you all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Where's that? I used to have my birthday, a little birthday party at Namagaday's powwow, because my birthday is September 4th, so it's always during Labor Day weekend. But we used to bring a cake out when they used to have the powwow. The powwow now is out in Hungry Valley, but they used to have the powwow right there on the Reno Sparks Indian Colony.
Yeah.
So we used to bring a cake out. My mom and dad, they would buy a big cake, and they would bring it out to the powwow. So we had the arena director one time was one of my dad's good friends, and on the top of the cake was a styrofoam thing where all the placements went on.
Yeah.
So he cut the styrofoam in half, put frosting all the way around it, and hand delivered it to him and to his friend. He's like, "Oh, thank you." You know, he had that.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
Yeah. And he takes a big old bite, and it's just all styrofoam, man.
Oh, man.
He goes, "God damn it." He threw that thing down on the ground.
Holy moly. So, hey, we've been having a great time. I cannot believe how fast we blow through this hour, but we're going to go a few more powwow problems. We got any four more that you got there, Chilby?
Yeah, this happened out in Scottsdale. This used to happen a lot back in the day because women's fancy shawl dancers, they used to have them wrap around skirts where you tie it on the side.
Yeah.
You know, this is probably back in the 80s and early 90s, but, you know, we used to see them. They used to fly out. When they start spinning, we would see the skirts fly out. That happened once or twice over at the Scottsdale powwow.
I know the only problem I ever had, like I said, I just do gourd dancing and everything. I made my own gourd. Boy, howdy, I started shaking it hard, and my gourd just flew off. It just flew out, so I just kept shaking it. Just going with it.
Yep, another quick one about them darn res dogs is we were at Fort Belknap one year, and they gave out rations, so we had beef stew. They gave us some stew meat, and, you know, my dad put on a big old pot of stew that we're going to have for supper break, and it cooked all day. We were out dancing, man. Everybody was like, "Oh, we can't wait to have this stew." And then we get back to the teepee, and them darn res dogs knocked over our big old pot of stew and ate all of our stew, man. That was a big bummer.
So, hey, we're going to wrap up here. I'm going to sing a last song, all right? Is that all right?
Yeah, man.
So I'm going to sing it. It's going to be soulful.
Yeah, thanks everybody for joining us today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at ThatNativeGuy49 and
Some Guy Talking.
All right, so
stick Native Guy Talking.
There you go, and stick around for Russell's going to sing a song here real quick. So take it away, Russell.
All right.
Dance your style, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, and have a good night.
Good job.